101X. We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Marty in the 91X studio about to get my crunk on with the homeboys. Paul Segura from Carl Strauss Brewing. He's the man that came up with the Tower X West Coast IPA, the best-selling local IPA around.
What's up, bro?
Brendan Hernandez, he's the originator of all things craft beer on the website sandiegobeer.news. Good morning, Brandon.
Let's get crunk.
Beer for breakfast.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Okay, this morning we've got a couple beers from, I guess it's kind of an older brewery with a new name. It is the Little Bird Brewing Company, formerly Thorn Street Brewery there in North Park.
Ah. Nailed it, yeah.
Yeah, in the neighborhood, I have popped in there a lot. It's got a lot of fun regulars there that hang out, live music and all that. This first beer, it's called Solita. And like me, it's all alone. but I'm about to give it some company. Let's dive in and taste this.
It's a great Mexican style lager, but I like that there's a hoppiness in the back.
I like it. Yeah. It's got a firm malt profile, sort of biscuity and bready. And it finishes clean. And you're right, a little bit of lingering bitterness there.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good. You know, I think a lot of people will probably ask, okay, Thorn Street, I've heard of them for years and years. Why would they change their name? You know, they were such a hit early on that they had to scale up and get in the distribution game. So they formed that Thorn Brewing, which a lot of people have heard of and saw on the shelves for a decade. That is no longer under their control because somebody else is, in fact, Latitude 33, who we had on before, their parent company is brewing their beers for them. So what's left is the founders of the original Thorn Street, who scaled up, have now scaled back down. They're bringing it back to that nice homey spot they've got in North Park. They're actually renovating it. They could have more of that communal feel and celebrate the neighborhood.
I mean, what's kind of cool is that the whole beer industry is kind of going back to the way it was before Prohibition, man, where you've got all these small little, you know, hyper local neighborhood breweries, right? With their own set of locals and everybody knows the bartenders, everybody knows the beers. And I'm kind of cool with that.
Oh, yeah.
Solita, 4.5% ABV Baja style lager from Little Bird Brewing. Paul, what's our next beer?
Our next beer is called Nestor IPA. And this was named after one of the regulars that just passed away. Rest in peace, Nestor. Nestor is an interesting name from Little Bird.
For a bird-themed brewery?
Yeah, I agree.
It kind of works.
Dude, smell this IPA.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a lot of orange and grapefruit coming off of
grapefruit,
this.
Yes.
Right? This smells like you're hanging out in a orange grove. Oh, man. It's got a nice malt profile, too, man. It's 7%. It tastes robust, flavorful. It's got everything I drink beer for. It's got the malt flavor and the hop flavor. I like this beer.
Yeah, nice classic West Coast. We're not going so far in that San Diego, really brisk baby type thing. This has got some body to it.
Right. A lot of San Diego IPAs are super dry. This one has a nice little residual sugar there. Full body.
I can't wait to work our way through this crawler. Yeah, thanks, guys.
You're
Little
cut off.
Little Bird Brewing in North Park. It's new as far as the branding and people behind it. It's a 7% IPA. Delicious stuff. Brewmaster Brandon Hernandez. Cheers, my friends.
Cheers. Support your local breweries.
Clink.
Clink indeed. Little Bird Brewing, newly branded neighborhood brewery in North Park.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by sandiegobeer.news. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. sandiegobeer.news.